You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 110.
All amplified, she's scandalized, and I'm changing size. Who was it? Jump on it. He's talking trash, and he can't get back, but he's built to last. Who was it? Jump on it.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back to my podcast. That was a teaser from Fuzzy Freaky by David Byrne from his The Visible Man album. I've always been a fan of David Byrne and the Talking Heads back in the 70s and 80s. He's been incredibly prolific. He produced 8 solo albums after the Talking Heads dissolved. He's done scores for movies such as Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and The Last Emperor, and also TV shows such as Big Love. As you can tell, I'm a big fan of his. I even saw him in concert at the Merriam Theater here in Philadelphia back in 2004. So stay tuned for the full piece at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. As always, I'll post the links to all the sites I mentioned on my show notes at rodspulsepodcast.com. Today, the topic is a bit of a departure from my usual podcast interviews. I'm going to be talking about our search here at USciences for the perfect way to record voiceover handwriting to add to our academic technology offerings. It's a sort of voiceover PowerPoint, but no PowerPoint. Now, teachers have been drawing on blackboards since the beginning of time, or perhaps the discovery of slate. And actually, I found that before they used slate for blackboards, they used wood covered in carbon black. In fact, according to PBS, the first blackboard was used here in a school in Philadelphia back in 1809. Of course, blackboards have given way to the familiar whiteboards and erasable markers. So how do you record those writings? Taking a video of the whiteboard with the instructors back to the camera is certainly not the best way to do it. Nowadays, we encourage faculty to use document cameras, and in fact, our lecture capture technology here, we use MediaSite and Panopto, is a great way to capture the instructor's voice and the document camera. However, this sort of in-class solution is not my focus today. Now, unless we've been under a rock, we've all heard about flipped classrooms and MOOCs lately. So what if you want to record a video of your voice while you're drawing in order to present a learning module to your students? You may be trying to flip your classroom a little bit, or you just want to present some added resources to your students to help explain some difficult concepts. Or perhaps you want to create a series of lectures like the Khan Academy. In fact, that's how he got started. He used a tablet and a stylus to capture his initial YouTube videos, and we are considering using a similar tablet for this project. My goal was to find a mechanism to record voice and handwriting that was simple, easy to learn, cheap, and could be done at the instructor's desktop on campus or even while the instructor's at home with little or no technical support. I'll discuss some of the pros and cons of each of the potential solutions. Now, I encourage you to go to rodspulsepodcast.com, where I list all the solutions along with links to the specific applications and hardware and so on. So let me talk about the pros and cons of each solution we came up with. It was kind of easy to dismiss some of the hardware solutions because of their expense. For example, in the classroom, we use a Symposium monitor, and that's, you know, a specialized monitor that's often found at the podiums. In terms of the pros, it has a complete set of drawing tools. Whatever you draw on the screen is projected to the class. It's easy to draw over PowerPoints or whatever is being projected in class, and the results are easily captured, as I mentioned, by lecture capture software. Obviously, it's expensive. It's not something faculty would buy. And also, raising your arm to write on the monitor becomes kind of uncomfortable after a short while. The other solution we looked at, which was very similar to what Khan does in Khan Academy, is using a tablet. In this case, it's a Wacom tablet. It's an excellent drawing device. It's great for digital artists. And you have a natural drawing posture on the desktop and or is held as a notebook. But the cons are, again, the expense. It costs about $350 for the hardware. And you have to draw on a desktop surface while you're seeing the results on the screen. So that may be a little awkward for novices. And it requires additional software and the learning curve. You have to also have some drawing software. Autodesk Sketchbook is one that we've taken a look at. There's Adobe Photoshop and some other free alternatives such as GIMP and Inkscape. So I'll be listing all of these on my show notes. In addition to that, you require screen capture software such as Panopto, which we use here and is available to all of our faculty to use either here on campus or at their home. And if you don't have that, you could use other screen capture software such as Camtasia, or which is available on the Mac or PC, or ScreenFlow, which is one that I really like, and that's Mac only. So in a lot of these solutions I talk about, you do need to have an external, separate screen capture technology available. The third hardware solution is something which is very clever. It's the LiveScribe Smart Pen. Now, that's a hardware device. It's a pen that records audio and your writing on a specially encoded paper. You sync the recordings to your desktop computer, and then you can upload the recordings to the LiveScribe website where you can share them to with your students. Now, it does have a lot of pros. It captures the natural act of writing on paper, so I think faculty be very at ease with that. It's almost a one-stop solution because you're capturing it, you're displaying it, and you can share it. In addition, when you go to play back a LiveScribe recording, you can decide to reveal the writing as the person is speaking or all at once. So it has some very nice features there. I think this is an ideal solution for students if they want to capture the lectures that they're in. In fact, the headset that comes with the LiveScribe pen includes binaural microphones. Microphones in the headset, in the earpiece. So that way, it looks like they're listening to music, but they're actually doing a binaural recording of the room so they can capture the instructor's words. Now, the cons for my purpose here is that a separate piece of hardware is needed, which the instructor would have to buy. You may not want to use the LiveScribe community site to share them. You might want to repurpose a video for some other delivery mechanism, such as on Blackboard. So again, you would have to have a separate recording in standard video, and you would have to use one of these other programs that I've already mentioned, such as Camtasia or Panopto. So now I have three other solutions I'd like to share with you. They all require hardware, but it's something that the faculty, at least most of our faculty here, already own, and that's an iPad. The first one that we came up with, in fact, one of our faculty here started using it on her own, is called AirSketch. It's a free iPad app that uniquely has a built-in web server to display your sketching on a local computer. So if you're in a classroom, you bring up a browser on the Podium PC, you put in the URL of the server that's built into the AirSketch app on the iPad, and magically then it shows what you're drawing on the screen. So you can be walking around the classroom and the students can see what you're drawing on your iPad. In most cases this works. Both your iPad and the Podium PC with the browser all have to be on the same Wi-Fi network. So what are the pros and cons? Well, it's free. Most faculty have an iPad. It's very simple and easy to learn, but its main use is for real-time display in the classroom. What are the cons of AirSketch? Well, putting your palm down on the iPad tends to mess with the drawing, and this really goes for a lot of these iPad solutions. The free version doesn't allow you to mark up other imported drawings or PDFs, so that could be a drawback. And it requires you to bring up a separate browser to view the drawing, and again, they have to be on the same Wi-Fi network. And the last con, again, is that you need a separate program such as Panopto or Camtasia to actually do the recording. Okay, so where does that leave us? Well, another app that is great for handwriting is Penultimate. It's a free app. It's owned by the Evernote company and allows you to record the audio and the writing. So unlike AirSketch, you don't need a separate program to record. However, it's really designed for playback on the device. So the pros are, for Penultimate, it's free. Faculty have an iPad. It's simple and easy to learn. The free version has a lot more drawing options than AirSketch. It allows you to draw thinner, more delicate lines. And you can import your own paper to mark up. So if you have graph paper or some other, axes that you want to draw curves on, you can import your own paper to mark up. And it's supposed to understand your palm placement. So you can set it for either left-hand or right-hand use. So it's supposed to minimize drawing with your palm, which, of course, you don't want to do. And one of the best pros is that it also syncs with Evernote for storage. The cons. The palm handling doesn't always work, so sometimes I found that my palm was still messing up the drawing. And it requires a way to display on the PC so that the video can be captured. So we used sort of a roundabout way to make a regular video out of the Penultimate recording. We used something called Reflector, which is a program running on a PC. It uses the Apple AirPlay technology, much like Apple TV does. And so what you do then is you display your iPad screen on your PC using AirPlay through the Reflector app. And then again, you need a separate recording program, such as Panopto or Camtasia, to record your drawing. So it's a lot of things to have to juggle. Not great. And lastly, I guess the bottom line here is the one that I think is best for this particular use case, and that is a free iPad app called Show Me. And this has the ability to record audio and writing. It's a free web service that hosts and plays the Show Me videos. So the pros are, again, it's free. Faculty have iPads. It's simple and easy to learn. One advantage it has over some of the others, such as AirSketch, is that it allows you to load photos, any screenshots you have, anything you have in your photo album. And it has a built-in recorder, and the recordings can be paused. So you can pause the recording, load in something, start the recording again, and continue where you left off. And they offer you a free website to host and share the videos. But here's the best part. Again, if you don't want to use the Show Me website, you can download the MP4 video. And this is what was key for the application we're looking at. You can go in there after it's all uploaded, and you can download an MP4 video and then repurpose it any way you wish. So the only con I can think of with Show Me is that, again, the palm, the way it handles your palm is not foolproof. And with a little bit of practice, you know, if you have a wrist pad, you can rest your wrist on the wrist pad and do your writing and your drawing. So I really like Show Me. It might be an ideal solution for you if you're building a learning object module to share with your students, if you're writing equations or drawing curves, marking up a PDF. Looks like a great way to do it. So let me say one more thing about Styli before I conclude today. If you've worked with an iPad stylus, most of them have a large tip, almost like the eraser on a pencil. And that's because iPad's designed to use your fingertip. So some ingenious iPad styli have come up. One that I've bought and find very useful for writing is the Go Smart Stylus for iPad. Now it has a strange looking sort of spring tip on it, which has about a quarter inch diameter wire that allows the stylus to behave as a fingertip, yet you can see exactly where you're pointing, and it glides over the surface of the iPad, much as you would expect with a pencil on glass, I guess you could say. So that's a good solution for handwriting on the iPad. Another one, which has come to my attention more recently, I haven't tried it yet, but it looks very intriguing, is the Jot Touch 4 stylus. Now, this stylus is a lot more expensive. It's about $100, and it has a battery. It's a rechargeable battery. But what it does, it connects to the iPad through Bluetooth. So what this does, it transmits pressure information to the iPad. It has a similar tip as the Go Smart stylus, but it also has some springiness to it. So with the right software, and again, you need software that knows how to interpret that pressure sensitivity, you can use the Jot Touch stylus much like you would use a drawing instrument on in an art program. So I thought you might like to know a little bit about the stylus, especially if you're planning to do a lot of this kind of recording. I hope you got something out of this. Again, if you go to my website, Rod's Pulse Podcast, you'll see a link to all these applications. And I'm also planning to do a video, sort of an enhanced podcast. So look for that on Rod's Pulse Podcast, where I'll show you a sample of what the drawing on all these different applications looks like. So I hope to get that up in the next week or so. So with that, I'm going to end my podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm certainly interested in your feedback. And if you know of any other ways that we might record our voiceover handwriting, I'd certainly like to hear from you. So stay tuned for the full song, Fuzzy Freaky by David Byrne and Company. And until next time, then, have a great week.
All amplified, she's scandalized, and I'm changing size. Who was it? Jump on it. He's talking trash, and he can't get back, but he's built to last. Who was it? Jump on it.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.